Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, and welcome to Trundlebed Tales on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sarah Utoff, and this is, as far as I know, the only radio show that is dedicated to Laura Ingalls Wilder, her life and the social history and connecting children's literature about her life. So I hope that you enjoy it. If you're new to Blog Talk Radio, there's a couple of ways that you can come in. You can find us on the Blog Talk Radio page at www.blogtalkradio.com, and then you search for Trundlebed Tales. You can also call in on our just regular normal connecting number at 714-242-5253, or you can call toll-free at 1-877-633-9389. Now, I am trying a new technology tonight. I'm Skyping in instead of calling it. So I'm not exactly sure what that's going to sound like, but we're going to be doing some experimenting in these first few episodes as we try and figure out what works and what doesn't. So I hope nobody's having any trouble hearing me, and that this will work, and if not, we'll go back to trying the phone next time. Now, if you do go to the webpage, besides hearing a live stream of this radio show, you'll also be able to chat. And we've got some users in the chat room. You can either create your own account or you can log in as a guest. And we have some both ways. So if you guys want to call anything else out, you want to just type instead of talk, I'll be monitoring the chat room while we go through the episode. And in that same vein of experimenting, we're going to try a slightly different time for the next show and see if that works better or worse for people. I think we'll probably try a day other than Sunday at some point, but the next episode of Trundlebed Tales Radio is scheduled for January 16th, 2011, and it will be at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the theme for next time will be the Laura Ingalls Wilder vacation. So it's going to be sort of a short version of the two-hour class that I do on taking a trip with the Laura Ingalls Wilder theme. So it should be a good introduction to anybody who's ever dreamed of taking a Laura Ingalls Wilder vacation. And if anybody who's been on one wants to chime in and say what your favorite places are to visit or things that you should definitely avoid, I'm sure everybody would be very glad to hear from you. Now, there are a couple other ways that you can find Trundlebed Tales. It is a Twitter account where we tweet what's going on in Laura fandom. There's a Trundlebed Tales YouTube account, which, among other things, you can see a video of Pa's church bell being rung in Walnut Grove and videos of the Laura Palooza conference that was on earlier this year. There's a Trundlebed Tales blog, and also I blog on Beyond Little House, and I would recommend anybody who's interested to explore all those options. Now, I thought I'd better start out talking a little bit about what I see as the format of this show. Now, part of it is just going to be me talking, and I'm going to talk about Laura in general, some things that you might know, some things that might be new discoveries to you, and just sort of things that have to do with Laura for the most part. Also, though, I have other sort of related interests. So I'm also going to be talking about historic foodways. I'm going to be talking about one-room schools and other things as they come up that are of interest. If anybody has a particular topic they would be interested in hearing, I would be greatly pleased to hear that, and we're always looking for suggestions. You can email me at info@trundlebedtales.com, or there's a contact page on the trundlebedtales.com website, or you can contact me through any of the social networks that I mentioned before. Also, I really would like to do some interviews. Now, when we interview somebody, I think we'll actually probably have to expand to an hour. But I think it would be really interesting to have some of the people from the home sites get interviewed, to some of the people who do research on Laura, talking about their particular area of expertise. And I have some people in mind, but if there's anybody that you have always wanted to hear from, I think this would be a great format to do it. It's real easy. It's just a phone call. So I think it would be something that you can probably look forward to seeing in coming weeks. But I wanted to do a couple that started out just me to begin with, just sort of to try and get a user group built up, because I think it would be a lot easier having an interview show if people were being a little bit more interactive and asking some questions. So we're going to see if we can get something going on that part. Now, I thought I also should introduce myself a little bit. My name, again, is Sarah Utoff, and my real life job is I am a reference librarian at Kirkwood Community College here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I also serve as director of the Oxford Public Library. So librarians have a reputation sort of for knowing everything. At least if we don't know something, we know where to find it or we can figure it out. So that's sort of the tenacity that I have tried to bring to my Laura Ingalls Wilder research. Now, a lot of times people ask me why I like Laura so much, and I really always struggle with that question because I don't understand why everybody doesn't love Laura this much. I mean, there's so much there to love. But how I really got started was somebody told my mom that if she had a little girl, then she needed to get her a set of these books, these Little House books. And my mom had never heard of it. 10 years. 10 years she could have written to Laura and gotten a reply before Laura died. And did she know? She said she never even heard of Laura before I was born. And so she got a set of the books, and we started reading. And we made Laura's wedding cake for the cake and recipes out of the Laura Ingalls Wilder cookbook by Barbara Walker, and just had a great Laura-themed birthday party. And my grandmother and grandfather on the other side, Grandma and Grandpa Utoff. My Grandma Utoff made me a little Laura doll, and my Grandpa Utoff made me a covered wagon that's still part of the display that I carry around with me when I go out and do speaking engagements. So I was really lucky on that score. My grandfather on my mother's side, I used to make play Pa when I played Laura, and even though it was kind of typecasting, I made my brother be Jack because he tended to run around and yip a lot, and I figured it would work well. The other option I gave him was baby Carrie, and as he didn't enjoy clapping his hands and banging a spoon, he preferred Jack. So everybody was really involved in Laura. In fact, my cousin Julie always says that Laura Ingalls Wilder took over my life and the lives of everybody I knew. And I don't know if it's quite that bad, but I really think in some ways she did exactly that. And really, it was because of Laura that I was interested in history. And researching Laura has led me to an interest in one-room schools, to historic food waste, to a lot of the things that I do is because of things I learned or started to get interested in because of Laura. And I'm just going to pause here for a minute to remind everybody, if you want to call in, you can do that at 714-242-5253 or toll free at 1-877-633-9389. And if you go to the webpage, www.blogtalkradio.com/trundlebedtales, then you can participate in a live chat that is going on right now. And since nobody's being too talkative right now, we'll just go back to explaining a little bit about what I do as far as Laura. When I was a little girl, one of the first Laura articles I cut out of a paper was in the Capper's Weekly. It was Capper's Weekly at the time. Now it's a monthly publication. But there was an article about a woman in the Quad Cities named Helen Burkheister, who actually wrote the biography on Netta Seal. So some of you might have heard of her. And she went around and gave Laura talks and Laura classes. And that really inspired me. I said, if that woman can talk about Laura, I'm sure I can. And so I put together my first Laura Ingalls Wilder program for 4-H project and have continued to talk about her in various formats in various places over the years. I'm now a member of the Humanities Iowa Speaking Bureau and go out and give talks all over Iowa about Laura. Earlier this year, I was working to help put on Laura Palooza, which was I served as part of the board of the group that put that on, the Laura Ingalls Wilder Legacy and Research Association. I'm the vice president of that and the membership chair. And you can find out more about that at their website, www.beyondlittlehouse.com. And besides Laura, I'm also on the board of the Country School Association of America because I run their one-room school listserv for them. And I'm also currently the Mumsy Historic Foodways Chair. So I'm involved in a lot of organizations that help sort of spread the good word as it was about history. While I have sort of a rotating schedule going different places to talk about Laura, I have standing annual programs where I put on a new program every single year at the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library on Labor Day, and I also speak at Laura Ingalls Wilder Days at Pepin, Wisconsin, which is also in September. Sort of the ongoing project that I've been working with a lot lately, and I will come back to in another episode and talk more about, is the project Seeking Laura Letters. Laura, for the most part, answered every letter that she received up until the last 6 months of her life. Why I'm so irritated that my mother didn't write her during that time. As I say, 10 years, but I digress. Her friend Sylvia did, and I got a copy of Sylvia's letter, so I suppose that's almost as good. But I'm trying to find other people's Laura Ingalls Wilder letters. Laura's letters that she received have all been collected. They're in the museum at Mansfield. They're safe. But the answers that she sent out are spread out all over the country. A lot of them are tucked away in various closets, wrapped up in shoe boxes, are stuck in old scrapbooks. So I think that it would be a really wonderful thing to get the letters found, copied, and deposited. And the ones I have found are on file at the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum in Walnut Grove, Minnesota, in their reference room. And so far, I've rescued 24 letters. So if anybody knows of anybody who has a Laura Ingalls Wilder letter, I would really appreciate letting me know, or you can send me a copy to Trundle Bed Tales, P.O. Box 111, Solon, Iowa, 52333. And that address is also on my website. Or you can send it directly to the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum in Walnut Grove, and their website is walnutgrove.org. Now, the other big change that I'm really excited about is this fall, I got my Laura building up. Now, I have been driving people nuts for years talking about how I was going to get a Laura Ingalls Wilder building. Well, I finally have the shell up. The floor is done. And because we were totally out of room in the house, and there was some concern that the ceiling over the kitchen might give way if I piled any more books above it, we have started moving things out. And with any luck at all, we are going to have a sort of building warming this spring. Hopefully the walls will be up by that time. I think even if the walls aren't up, we're going to go ahead and try and have the building up. And I will let people know more about that as we get closer to. And if you are anywhere near Solon, Iowa, you are going to be more than welcome to come and show up at our reception. So that's sort of what there is to know about me and what I do about Laura. I do research. I'm involved in the children literature aspect of it. I speak about Laura and write about Laura. Oh, I didn't say anything about the homesteader. The other thing that I'm involved with is the site independent newsletter, The Homesteader, edited by Sandra Hume. And I'm a contributing editor, and we put out 2 issues of that a year. And my last article in there that came out was talking about Laura's gingerbread recipe and which recipe was the authentic one and what it looked like if you compared the authentic recipe to the modified recipe that a lot of places give out. So if that interests you, make sure you get a copy of The Homesteader if you're not currently a subscriber, and I hope that you are. All right. Now, that gets us really to the last part of our show for today. Let me go ahead and give those numbers one more time. If you want to call in, the number is 714-242-5253. Toll free, 1-877-633-9389. You can also chat if you want to send in a question, and that chat room is up and going on blogtalkradio.com/trundlebedtales. Okay, the last part of what we were going to talk about today is sort of a look ahead to Laura fandom in 2011. Now, if you listened last week when my cold was worse, it's still hanging in there, but hopefully you can understand me a little better this week. We looked back at 2010. Looking ahead to 2011, I don't think it's probably going to be near as an exciting a year for Laura fandom as 2010 was. It would just be hard to match that. We just had so much stuff go on and happen in 2010. Now, in 2011, all of the normal events, as far as I know, have been scheduled to go on just like normal. I haven't heard of any cancellations. In fact, they have already put out the information for Laura's memories for the auditions which is the pageant in Mansfield, and they have printed up the 2011 brochure. So that is how real the summer is to them down in Mansfield. So definitely that's going on. All the normal sites are having their normal events. Sometime this summer, Legacy Documentaries hopes to release their documentary on Laura Ingalls Wilder. Now, it was previewed at Laurapalooza. It was has been previewed at several other locations involving Laura events around the country, but they really don't want to try and do direct release again. There is a documentary on Almanzo that they did that way. If you're not aware of this, which I was actually surprised how many people we talked to at Laurapalooza weren't, if you are interested in that at all, I want to make sure that you know that you can get a copy at most of the home sites now of the DVD. But it was really slow going at first. They tried to sell it just standalone, and it didn't go fast enough for them to recoup money that they put into producing it. They don't want to do that again with the Laura Ingalls Wilder documentary. So they're trying to get a mainstream distribution center, so you'll be able to get it at Amazon, that you'd have to be able to get at, you know, different venues like that. And they're still, I think, hoping for a broadcast. The last I heard, they put out on their official YouTube channel, which has two different trailers for the documentary. And if you're interested at all, I urge you to go and view it on YouTube and comment so that they can show that there's continued interest. And they're expecting it to be released in some format in summer 2011. That's what they put out on their YouTube channel about 2 weeks ago. So that's something that we're looking forward to in 2011. The other big anniversary this year is this marks the 40th anniversary this summer of the DeSmet pageant. And they're going to be having special events around that celebration. And hopefully I'm going to be out there doing something with them for one of the weekends, and I'll let you know what when we get a little closer, but we still don't have the details nailed down, but I think I will probably be out there in DeSmet in July, and I hope that some of you can come too, because I'll tell you, one of the few regrets that I really have about my Laura life as opposed to my real life is that I'm sorry that I didn't get to some of these earlier events. I really wish that I would have been able to go and when they did the anniversary to hear Garth Williams speak and some of those things. So I really hope that somebody will be interested, or I hope that you will be interested enough to come and attend the pageant anniversary. Now, we do have a caller, and I am going to try and bring you up, area code 347. Are you on? Hello, you're here with the Trundle Bed Tales. Are you there? Are you there? Okay, this is interesting. All right. When I upgraded this last time to be able to put the toll-free call number in and things, they changed my setting, and so it's doing a different control to let somebody in, and let's see if this will work or not. It's always part of the fun of live entertainment. You don't know if it's going to work. Hello.
Laura, have a good night, all right, sweetheart?
Hello. Hello? Did this work? Are you there? Okay. All right. Well, I guess that didn't work. Let's see. And we lost her. Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. Hopefully we'll get this straightened out. And I don't know quite why it didn't take me straight in, but if you want to call back, we'll try it again. And let's see, how long do we have left? We've got 4 minutes left on air, so a caller would be really great. Again, the number is 714-242-5253 or toll-free 1-877-633-9389. And, okay, well, they're lost. Okay. Sorry about that. I apologize. As I say, it's going to be just sort of interesting for these first couple of shows to get the technology figured out. And I appreciate you trying to call in, and I hope you give us another chance. Okay, where was I talking about? I was talking about the anniversary in DeSmet, and I hope that some of you guys can come out there and see DeSmet this summer. Probably one of my favorite Laura memories happened in DeSmet. I was actually out there for a conference a few years ago, so I was wearing my long skirt and everything. And I was out at the Ingalls Homestead, and I walked out from where the school was and got on the road and walked up the road instead of walking back through the homestead, if any of you are out there, so you kind of realize where I am. And I'm walking along the dirt road, and really all you can see is the Ingalls Homestead and the land on the other side. And the prairie wind is blowing the prairie grasses, and there were birds calling, and you just didn't hear anything else. And it was really just like you had walked into one of the books. So I highly recommend getting to go out there. Okay, now let's see if this will work this time. Okay. And if we do this, are you on air? 319.
Well,
I think that worked this time. Hello, caller. Welcome to Trundle Bed Tales. You've got about 2 minutes. Are you not hearing me yet?
I'm hearing you.
Okay, good.
Can you
hello.
Hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Welcome to Trundle Bed Tales.
Hello, this is Sam.
Oh, hello.
I have a quick question.
Yes, Sam. What would you like to know?
I just heard you say Almanzo.
Uh-huh.
And I always thought it was all Monzo.
Well, that
and
is
I just
a
wondered
good
if you'd,
question.
I just wondered if you'd clear that up for us viewers, because it's confusing for us.
Okay, I would be glad to do that. Okay, what happened is it actually is El Manzo. If you listen to the only known recording of Laura's voice, you'll hear her say El Manzo, and her nicknames, or she called him, was Manly, and his brother called him Manny, which all has, you know, the man sound. The only two instances where it's El Monzo are on the Long Winter radio adaption of it, and then on the Little House on the Prairie TV show. So we finally talked Dean Butler around, so he says it the right way now. But it is definitely El Manzo. So thank you very much for your call.
You're welcome. And I love your show.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate you calling, and it didn't hurt at all. You'd encourage other people to call, right?
I will. Thank you. Bye.
Well, thank you. Bye. And we're down to about a minute, so I just want to remind everybody that the next episode of Trundle Bed Tales Radio on How to Take a Laura Ingalls Wilder Vacation is going to air on the 16th of January, and it's going to be at a little later time, so it'll be 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So tune in then for the Laura Ingalls Wilder Vacation episode of Trundle Bed Tales. And I really appreciate everybody who listened in today, either live or who's going to listen to this in the archive. And just so you know, it is also available now through iTunes. So if you want to listen to the archive that way, you most certainly can. And I'm going to go ahead now and play the theme music out. So thank you again for stopping by Trundlebed Tales, and I hope to find you next time.